proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Oh, yeah. There it is, Tyler. The air horn. I've been trying to pledge to blow that thing every day. The air horn. You know, Tyler, I noticed that the thing says, you know, live from Nashville, Tennessee, you know, Minot, North Dakota, and Tampa, Florida. You know, if Diesel wouldn't have made it through that operation, we would have had to say something like, we would have had to change it to, you know, live and dead. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, maybe live from Tampa, Florida, and Minot, North Dakota, and pushing up daisies from Nashville, Tennessee. Diesel, talk CDL. What do you think?
You're going to go upsetting all the Diesel followers out there.
But he's alive, man. He's alive. So what's going on today, Tyler? What's going on here in Truckerland? I got some stuff, man. I'll tell you what. I want to talk about it today. I've got some statistics I got off CDL Life. They have a big publishing on the most congested cities in the earth. Actually, they have a thing there that says the most congested states in the United States. And what's funny is I seen a report probably 10 years ago. I'm not kidding you, 10, maybe 15 years ago. And this was on the most congested cities in the country, you know, to drive, drive truck and cars and all that in. And believe it or not, the two cities that were number one and two then are the states are still number one and two today. It's crazy. So the statistics are the same on traffic jams. What do you think? What do you think number one is, Tyler?
Oh, I'm trying to think back because we did
state?
The cities.
What state?
We used to do the cities.
Hold
on. I remember we did the cities, so I'm trying to think.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Tell you what, Tyler, listen to this. We're going to go to commercial, right? We're going to get these commercials out of the way. Thank our sponsors. You think about one state. What state do you think is the most congested state? And I think it's like 85%. It's like the most crazy congested state there is. And then number two, I guarantee I'll give you three guesses. I don't think you'll get number two. All right.
You do some
thinking on it. We're going to go to break.
Hey, drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at National Carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the elite fleet today at GoNationalCarriers.com. That's GoNationalCarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven. Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way. All right, Tyler, we're back. Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. You know what? I don't know. Is Alan coming on today? Kelly, anybody around today? What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. You know, maybe they're out on the road. But I think I got my cities.
Okay. Did you look them up? You know what? You are the internet king. I should have never even said that. I guarantee you already looked them up.
Not cities, states.
Just what's number one state? Tell me. What did you do? You said what I did.
Well, what I did is, well, before we started the show, I started watering some lawn, and then in the commercials, I went out and I listened to some water and thought deeply about this and pondered there for a minute, and I came back, and I'm
it's
thinking
running water.
One of what? Yeah.
The water did it.
The water made me have an epiphany, and I'm thinking maybe Missouri is one of them.
You know, I'm going to tell you, honestly, I don't think Missouri's even in there. No.
Man.
Missouri's not in there. Are you thinking because it sounds like misery, that's why it would be in there? But no,
no, because for some reason I was thinking we said St. Louis was one of the congested ones. Okay.
No.
Then
you've got a second guess?
Yeah, I mean, I had two, didn't I not? I had the first and the second. Okay, so I think just the second one. I know I'm pretty positive it's not New York because I think we said that before. We thought New York City, but it ended up being wrong. All right, so.
You got to remember, it's the states, not the cities.
Right, so I'm going to go with Oregon.
No.
Oregon's definitely not it. There's way too many trees
in
Oregon.
Hey, now what do you think? You want to go to number 10 or you want to go to number 1? Which one do you want first? Now, if you're a trucker, these are the states that suck to drive in. And you know, Tyler, you tell me, you want number 10 or number 1?
Let's go from 10 to 1.
All right. Number 10, and this was a game changer. It's a surpriser. I mean, honestly, if you said, Troy, Talk to me about 10 states that are like freaking crazy traffic, and this state would never come up. It would never be the one for me. Minnesota at 56%. Now, can you even think? I can't. I mean, have you ever been in Minnesota? I have. I mean, they have the Mall of the World or whatever they call that, World Mall or
Mall
big place up there. Yeah, that's Mall of America. Whatever. You know, I've been there with my truck and trailer, and I did not find it all that congested up there. But they're saying Minnesota, and my guess is it has to be because of Minneapolis. I mean, no other.
Yeah.
Do they even have any other cities in that state? I don't think so. It's like, isn't that the Thousand Lake State or something like that?
Yeah,
no,
man,
but anyway, Minnesota.
I would believe that. I would believe that from driving through there within the last year. The place was pretty packed. It was pretty congested.
Yeah.
Road work everywhere. I don't know if road work and stuff has a play in this as far as being congested or what. But what's number nine?
Well, listen, before I tell you number nine, I want to tell you something. There's only two other states on the list that are not East Coast states. They're all on the East Coast. And you know what truckers always say when they call you, like when I was in recruiting, I hate the East Coast. I don't want to do the East Coast. I ain't doing the East Coast. My truck don't go past that damn border. I cut that out of my map long ago. I don't do the East Coast. Well, guess what? They're right. Them truckers are right. I mean, believe it or not, you don't hear that a lot. Truckers are right. You know, I'm a trucker, and I didn't really care if I went to the East Coast or not. But number nine, are you ready? You ready for this? East Coast state, Florida.
I could see that. I mean,
well, you know what? It's true. I believe it too. First off, Ocala is crazy, but Orlando, I don't think Orlando is bad. But you know, from Jacksonville down 95, down all the way down to Miami, that's an insane amount of traffic. And then you get down to Tampa down to like Fort Myers. That's another congested backup. It is kind of crazy. So yeah, I could see Florida being on there. Go ahead, man. What were you going to say about Florida? Tyler used to live in Florida.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, I don't know if this calculates just people in general and averages it out throughout the whole year, or if it counts residents, you know, but just Florida alone from spring break and, you know, snowbirds and everything else, I mean, it fluctuates.
Yeah,
and even without snowbirds, it's super, super, super populated. So I don't know. Crazy.
Let's be honest. We're gonna pick on, well, now you know what we call the old people in Florida, those old ladies that they messed their hair up when they were dyeing it, they turned blue instead of white, and you know they call them the blue heads. And you know, the congestion between the elderly, and look, I'm not picking on the elderly, I'm kind of picking on them, but you know, we've got 10 billion old people down here, you know, driving, and then you mix that with people from Massachusetts and New Jersey, you guys can't drive the best, I'm going to say it. And Ohio, you know, if we get a flood of snowbirds here in Florida, and you've got Massachusetts. And just imagine now, you mix Massachusetts drivers with New Jersey drivers. Michigan is a lot of Michigan people in Florida. You mix all them guys together, man, and you put them all on the highway together and say, okay, now drive together. It's a big cluster, man. I'll tell you, it's kind of funny to watch the way the driving habits are down here in Florida. And that left lane, buddy, they love the left lane in Florida. But anyways, I'm just saying. I'm just observations. But yeah, number nine is Florida, my state. Okay, how about number eight? Connecticut. Yeah. Yep. Connecticut is the East Coast state. And, you know, Connecticut is not a very big state. But I will tell you, I never liked Connecticut. I never liked driving up. Now, the people are nice. I'm not knocking the people. But, you know, I've been pulled over up in Connecticut. And it's a little congested up there. I didn't think Connecticut's that bad, though. Hartford, you know, I've zipped through Hartford a million times. I don't really have much of a problem. Number seven will surprise you. I bet you, if I give you five guesses, you don't get number seven. And it's not an East Coast state.
It's not an East Coast state. And it's number
it's
seven.
It's not an East Coast state. It's not an
okay.
East Coast state.
What do you...
It's a trick question, though. I will tell you that.
I mean, it's not an East
trick
Coast
answer.
State. So how... I mean, it could be right on the East Coast, and you don't count the East Coast. Oh, hold
it's
on.
It's a trick statement.
not an East Coast. Hawaii.
Good job, man. Very good. Yep, Hawaii. Never. Wow, look at the big brain on Tyler, man. Flex that brain. Yeah. Hawaii's at 60% congestion. And, you know, probably rightfully so, because, you know, they don't really have anywhere to go except back to the other side of the island, right? I mean, it's
– well,
you know, at least –
does it say which
at
island?
At least in the United States. It didn't say, but it was probably the one with Honolulu and that. But, you know, at least here in the United States, you can just kind of keep going and go into the next state. Hawaii, you're kind of
– it's a circle. It's a one big circle.
Yes. Massachusetts coming in at number six. Number six. Mass is Boston and all that. I will agree that is a congested, messed up area. Number five is Delaware. Number five is Delaware.
It's like 30 miles long.
Yeah, it's not much of a state. And, well, maybe that's why. They can't fit everybody in there. But it's 63%. Yeah, 63. Now, hold up. Wait. Number four is Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
Tiny
63%. Yep, it's just a blink and you're through it, you know. But it is, whenever I drove up there, I used to drive for New Penn, and I used to have a run going up that way, and it was pretty crowded up there. New Jersey, number three. You know, you had to know New Jersey was going to pop up in there, you know. You know, the New Jersey's average width of that state is 60 miles wide. I'll give you an interesting statistic on New Jersey, and I haven't seen it in a while. Check this out. Pennsylvania, where I was originally from, had 44,000 square miles. And they have 11 million people in the state of Pennsylvania. Okay? New Jersey had 7,500 square miles. That's it. Just like 7,500 square miles. And they had, it was like 9 or 10 million people. New Jersey is the most densely populated state there is. There is no more densely populated state than the state of New Jersey. They're all packed in there like sardines.
Harsh or whatever.
What's that?
I was going to say, call me harsh. I don't know. Call me whatever you want. But I feel like maybe New Jersey needs some of them California fires right now. I need to thin out the herd. I don't know. Like, come on.
Burn them out. Burn them out.
Yeah. Make them flood into some other states or something.
Wow,
all right,
man,
what's number two?
I don't want to give you – I can't see you with an 80,000-pound tractor trailer. Okay. All right. Number two is Maryland. Maryland's coming in at number two.
There it is.
And
I was wondering where that was at. Yeah. I thought about it for a little bit there.
Well, here's this. I'm going to give you number one, and then I'm going to give you a statistic. Number one is going to be obviously. And see, number one, people are going, it's got to be New York. No, it's got to be California. No, New York. California. You know what? New York is not even on the list in the top 10, but it is California. California is number one for congestion at 85%.
I was going to say Cali, but I was like, there's a lot of unpopulated parts of Cali, too. So I was like, maybe not. So.
No, Cali's pretty bad. Look at the cities, the big cities, Sacramento, San Diego, Los Angeles, you know what I mean, San Francisco. They have some big cities in that state. It's a congested state. Now, check this statistic out. Now, I'm telling you, going back, like, literally like 16, 17 years, I read a statistic in USA Today, and the number one city was Los Angeles for congestion. Obviously, it still is. And the number two city was D.C. So my guess is D.C., you know, is kind of like, you know, the District of Columbia, so it's not considered a state. So, but Maryland connects to D.C. and Virginia connects to D.C. And Virginia wasn't even in there, were they? So, but now you look at that Maryland D.C. area, and that holds true to this day. That's why that D.C. was ranked number two. Still is in that area a huge congestion on the Maryland side of the District of Columbia. So there's some stats for you, all you truckers that are always asking recruiters, hey. You don't have to run the East Coast. Well, we understand now here on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Now, we understood before. But you guys have been right about it all the time, man. It's congested, and the parking sucks. And it looks like Tyler's 7 out of 10
congested cities are along the East Coast, from Massachusetts all the way down to Florida. And I'll tell you what, if you've ever driven, and I know you have, Tyler, you drive from Florida all the way up to, say, Pennsylvania, man, it's just one big traffic jam all the way up if you take 95. So I am surprised that Minnesota beat out Virginia. Virginia's a congested, crazy mess. Anyways, onward we go. What do you think, Tyler? Any comments on the congestion?
No, I was wondering when Maryland was going to be on there, just because of D.C. and you know, the headquarters of, the NSA is there, and all these other big wigs, those big, headquarters are in there. So I was like, man, Maryland has to be in there somewhere, especially for how small it is.
Tyler, did you see the story floating around yesterday about the guy that blew his truck up at Walmart? Did you see that? Did you see it on all over the news and stuff?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was in Sheridan. I don't even know what state Sheridan's in. It was in pull it up if you can real quick. But it says investigators have officially confirmed that a propane gas leak was the cause of a semi-explosion over the weekend at a Wyoming mall. So it was in Wyoming, Walmart parking lot. Now, if you go online, you can see the pictures. I don't know. I was going to put it up on Talk CDL's Facebook page. I should have. But anyway, I put something up earlier. I think the statistics I put up there. But so it says the explosion happened at the Sheridan Walmart on Saturday morning around 8:15. According to incident commander Jerry Johnston, the gentleman, what he did was just – I'm going to give you the gist of it, okay? This guy literally went and blew himself up because he had some reports that I got was he had a gas grill in his truck. Another report is he had a propane – stove in the truck. Either way, he's got this propane thing inside his rig, and he lights a cigarette because there was a gas leak in the truck. So the guy fires up a cigarette and literally blows the truck apart. He's flown to the hospital, burns all over his body. They say he's going to live. But if you go online and look this up, right, you could see this huge rig just burning up. The flames were huge in the air. It was crazy. But anyways, crazy story. Just wanted to see if you got any comments on that. You know, you got any advice for truckers that want to use propane in their truck? You know, that's not a good idea at all.
Yeah, stop being stupid. I mean, come on. Don't.
Tyler, you know, every gas grill says do not cook inside with this. My gosh.
Yeah, unless you're in your home and it's properly ran propane lines, it's feeding your stove. Okay, I mean, just don't. It's almost bad enough that we use them out on the boats on the water and everything, you know, where you could catch your boat on fire and then sink to your burning death. In your truck where it's, man, just come on. Come on. Let's use our brains here, guys. We have of them.
Well, exactly. You know, and I don't know. I could just, you know, those little pop-on canisters that you get in Walmart, they're like $5. It's like the size of a beer can. I wonder if that's what he was using. And I don't want to make fun of the guy, but, you know, praise God that he's alive. And I got to tell you, honestly, they said that the burns were pretty bad on this guy. I think the report I read yesterday was, well, I mean, if you look at this rig, Tyler, it literally blew the top off of it and the walls. It literally, now he's sitting right there and this thing just boom. And next thing you know, it's a ball of fire. You know, I don't know what happened. Did the guy get knocked? Did he go through the side? You know what I mean? Because obviously, if he'd have been trapped in there, he would have died. So he probably got blown through the wall or something. But man, that had to be a horrible, horrible, horrible moment. And you know, not only a horrible moment, but you got to live with the burns for the rest of your life. And now the jokes that we're all going to tell. You know, well, I'm not going to tell them.
I remember
at first they made fun of Diesel. Now this guy. So.
Yeah, just horrible today. I remember when I was at the fire department, right, and we had got the call for the semi that was on fire, and we went down there and just seeing that and putting that out, I couldn't imagine that, like, at all being inside of one, because like all that lining inside of that, you know, everything melting. I mean, man, it had to have been horrible, just horrible.
That's what I'm getting at, man.
Man, don't do it. Aside from that, man, you know, we're we're getting to that time here. There's one thing I kind of wanted to ask you real quick. I've seen this a few times on Facebook. There's nothing trucking related, but it's a safety notice, I guess, for truckers going in Florida. There is the biggest gator I've ever seen in my life. They're calling it the Gargantuan Gator. Have you seen that thing?
No, I have to look it up right now.
I'm going to share it over to the Talk CDL page. No, they haven't caught it. It just keeps showing up on the golf course. I'm going to share it over there. Anyone listening in? Yeah, it's huge. It looks like a dinosaur. The thing's huge. It has to be a robot, but it doesn't move like one. I mean, it lays down in the sun like a gator. I don't know. But I'm going to share it over to the Talk CDL page. You guys got to check that out. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow on the show a little bit.
Tyler, before I do final thoughts here, let me just say this. On the way to Orlando today, that's why my mic might sound funny to people. I'm on a different mic here. I'm actually broadcasting from – I'll take a picture of it. I'm up on the 15th floor. It's beautiful. I got the whole Orlando I'm looking out over. But on my way here, nowhere to lie, my wife and I, we're driving over on our way to a dance contest here, our 9-year-old daughter's in, and I go, oh, my gosh. I was outside of Wildwood, Florida there, and there was a dead gator right in the middle of the road, man, and it looked like road pizza. It was only maybe a 2 to 3 footer, about maybe a foot and a half, you know, a baby one, and it was just flat right on the – I wanted to stop and take pictures, and she's like, no, we got to keep going. But it would have been a really good Facebook moment. It was a flat Wally gator, kind of crazy looking. But anyways, Tyler, get that over there on Facebook. I'm sure that they'll appreciate a gator picture. Hey, you can even put a little caption in there. Truckers, watch this. If this guy's on the road, you don't want to keep going, man. This is one heck of a speed bump. But anyways, final thoughts, Tyler. I'm going to give them, then you can finish off the show, okay? My final thoughts are just like they are every day. If we're alive tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to get up. We're going to do this show, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, all things trucking. Join us. Diesel will be back soon. Rich, I have no idea where you're at. Kelly, if you're trucking, stay safe. Alan, I know you're probably back out there with your trainer or doing what you're doing, working with Schneider. Anyways, we're all pleased with what you're doing, buddy. Keep us posted. Give us a call. Tyler, show's all yours, brother.
All right. You know, first thing I want to note out there for you truckers out there is we're going to be changing up the site a little bit. What we're trying to do is trying to make it more simple for you guys. We want you to be able to go to the homepage and just scroll down and click play on the episodes so you can just listen to the show. Not worry about a homepage explaining anything about us or anything like that. You're just going to see the episodes, okay, and you're going to see our sponsors because we appreciate them and they're great people, great companies, and we want you guys to see what they have to offer. So it's going to be real simple for you guys. So we're still going to have the features that we have on our site as far as in the menu with the jobs board and everything else like that. But we just want the introduction and everything else to be more simple. So you guys can easily navigate, episodes. So expect that to come. Aside from that, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/talkcdl. Click that like button. We love, the feedback from you guys and we love the comments on everything we post on there. We thank everybody like CDL Life with all the articles and the news that they put out. Everybody like that, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys do. Drive safe out there. Check us out on iTunes and on Stitcher. And hit that subscribe button and send us reviews, guys. Thanks so much. Drive safe, and we'll see you tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.